Japan has restarted its whaling program in the Northwest Pacific for the first time since the United Nations highest court banned its scientific whaling program in the Antarctic. The move is likely to trigger another round of anti-whaling protests and clashes at sea. North Asia correspondent Matthew Carney reports.
In the northern Japanese port of Ayukawa, the whaling fleet has begun its annual spring hunt. Every day until June, four boats will venture about 30 kilometres offshore, and their prey is the coastal minke whale. Despite the ban in the Antarctic, the Japanese will continue their scientific whaling program from Ayukawa and two other ports. In fact, whaling in the Northwest Pacific is proving more important to Japan. In the last two seasons, they've caught about 550 whales, and in the southern oceans, it's much less, at about 350. Ayukawa was hit hard by the 2011 tsunami, and locals like sushi chef Kenji Takahashi say they're relieved whaling has resumed.
Many things were damaged and lost here by the disaster. We've got a long history of whaling here, and if it goes, we'll lose everything.
In March, the International Court of Justice ruled that scientific whaling was little more than commercial whaling in disguise. Many hoped it would be the end of Japanese whaling, but it's open to interpretation whether the ban extends to the Northwest Pacific. Shop owner Masayuki Chijimatsu says residents are fed up with criticism from outsiders.
Our whale meat is your beef. I think you understand my feeling. Beef for Australia is whale meat for us.
At the end of the day, the whaling fleet of Ayukawa returns with its first kill, a small minke whale. It's measured and samples are taken. Then it's off to market to be sold. The ultimate aim of Japan's scientific whaling is to show populations are big enough so commercial whaling can resume. Yoshimasu Hayashi is Japan's fisheries and agriculture minister.
Japan is surrounded by sea, and we take protein from marine products and use them sustainably. This is our principle and won't change.
Increasingly, Japanese politicians from all sides are portraying whaling as a nationalist cause and its continuation as a source of national pride. Katsuya Ogawa is a member of parliament from the Democratic Party of Japan.
We cannot take a weak attitude and end the traditions of research whaling. Let's unite and fight in order to protect whaling culture and its food traditions.
The Japanese will not send out their whaling fleets to the south this year, but will wait until they can redesign their scientific program. But in the north, the hunt will continue until the end of September. This is Matthew Carney reporting for AM from Ayukawa, Japan.